It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We're being redundant to say we got home safe and sound, yet we say it all the time.
Well, that is what they say. Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
So are you a card-carrying member of the Anti-Redundancy League, Anne?
I am not, and I love the expression safe and sound.
Yeah. Well, tell us where it came from.
It comes from the patterns of borrowing in the history of English. As many people probably know, we over time have borrowed an enormous number of words from French into English as well as from Latin. And sometimes you get expressions where people are trying to make sure that other people understand a borrowing. Safe was borrowed from French. Sound is a native English word. And safe was borrowed about 1300. Starting in 1375, you see the expression safe and sound, so that in case a speaker wasn't sure what safe meant, they would probably know what sound meant.
Really?
And we still have it to this day.
Well, since we do look to you for all things linguistic, could you please explain where part and parcel came from?
I can. We've there got two borrowings, part coming from Latin and parcel coming from French. And so you, again, are getting a double. Really, they both mean an essential part of, and people will either know one or the other, so you say both.
Well, that was a convenient way to learn a new language, wasn't it? Redundancy.
Exactly. And null and void is very much the same thing. Void was borrowed from French early in the 13th century. Null was borrowed from Latin in the 17th century. So we get this pairing, null and void.
What are some other borrowings?
We actually get some pairings that aren't about borrowings at all, which I think is a wonderfully idiosyncratic thing. Each and every. Both of those are native English words. English speakers have probably known them for the history of English, and yet we say both. We say each and everything that I'm worried about.
Just making the point clear.
Exactly.
You know what I like is kit and caboodle. What you got for me?
I don't have a totally clear answer on kit and caboodle.
What?
I know. So you look that up in the OED, and what you find is that kit and caboodle is probably a corruption of kit and boodle, which raises the question of what's a boodle? Mm-hmm. Very fair question. Kit and boodle goes back to kit meaning a collection of things, so the whole kit. And a boodle, its origins are uncertain, shows up in the 19th century meaning a crowd. So you get the whole boodle. So if you want all the things and all the people, you get the whole kit and the whole boodle, which becomes the whole kit and caboodle.
Well, I got to get my boodle back to work now. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.